Bush is in two bunkers, the other guy is in three bunkers, they're all in bunkers 90 million miles under the ground, but you take chances. Because we have security, but the only is, it's not for you. They want you to fly the planes because we all should feel very secure on the planes. You know why you should feel secure? Because every time you come to an airport, a yenta says to you, did anybody handle your luggage? Did anybody handle your luggage? Because a yenta asked you if they handled your luggage. You know it's secure. Why, is a terrorist going to lie? What kind of a schmuck thinks that this is security because they asked you who handled your luggage? This is good if the guy is a rabbi, but if he's a terrorist, is he going to tell you, yeah, somebody's handled my luggage, that's right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's still handling it right now. There he is. His name is Muhammad Yokoke Jahake de Papa. He's putting a bomb in my luggage right now. They tell you a lot of things. They tell you a lot of things. The way you'll be safe on the airlines is be ready to, in case a terrorist shows up, to grab him immediately. We can't afford sky marshals right now. We have 1% of the planes have sky marshals. The rest we can't afford yet. So we're depending on you as a good American. If a terrorist shows up and is about to shoot you right in the heart, jump up immediately and grab him by the throat. He's got a gun and you got a handkerchief. Grab him with that. They tell you another thing. They tell you another thing. Don't fear. Fear only gives in to the terrorists. Never show fear. As you're passing away, say, I'm happy to be here. See, once you show fear, they're going to be encouraged. So pass away as comfortable as possible. Son of a bitch. Now they tell you we have planes flying over most of the airports all over America so that we'll be able to stop the terrorists right after they do it. So if a terrorist is on a plane and he's about to blow up the whole place, they are ready. Before the terrorist can blow up the plane, they are ready to blow up the plane, by the way. So the plane might be blown up, but not by a terrorist. There's no more bigger bullshit story than the whole security system at the airports. There is not one anti-terrorist any place in the world who believes the security system has any validity of any kind. It's the biggest fraud in the world. There's no security at the airports. You believe there's security on these airplanes? What kind of a schmuck do you have to believe this crap, that there's security at the airports? They have metal detectors now on those chachkas. What do you call those conveyor belts? English is not exactly my field either. Those conveyor belts have metal detectors. Do you know that? And they could only catch metal. They only stop you if you're carrying something in metal. Bombs are made out of plastic. Now everybody knows this. Now those metal detectors are over 20 years old. They say within 5 years we're going to have metal detectors all replaced with the things that could detect current bombs that are made of current materials. But until the five-year plan that we have from now till 5 years from now, they can only detect metal. And every terrorist knows this because we announced it. So they told the terrorists that for 5 years you could do whatever you want. They only detect metal, and bombs are not made out of metal. They're made out of plastic or other substances. Sometimes a bomb is made out of powder. You remember when they found the guy about 2 months ago sitting on a plane and he lost the powder? That powder was about to blow up the whole plane. You people remember this? They found a terrorist who all of a sudden couldn't find where he left the powder. If he wasn't mentally retarded, he could have blown up the whole plane. They found a schmuck of a terrorist who got lost with the powder. And he's looking, he said, I think I left it in your shoe, was it you? There was a shoe here with powder. Anybody see a shoe with powder? What the fuck happened to the powder? This side of it. There was enough powder to blow up the whole plane, but we were lucky that he was retarded, so he did nothing. So far, we still have only metal detectors who only could stop you if you weren't carrying anything. That's why we keep finding tweezers. Tweezers. Did you read the articles that people got out of planes with guns, with knives, with howitzers, with tanks? They got out of planes with everything. The only thing they find is tweezers. I found the tweezer. As soon as you got it twisted, I'll find you in a second. And the old Jews are being caught with keys. They found my key. Between the tweezers and the keys, you see old Jews with young yuntas standing around. They found the keys, they found the tweezers. This kid keeps taking away all your tweezers. That's why the girls are awake. They look perfect. They wait. And they love to find your keys because the next day they rob your house. They only find keys and tweezers because they can only detect metal. They'll never find a bomb. The only way they'll ever find a bomb is if it's attached to a key.